Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crickets, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's our standing by. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola. And you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, woman, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. The story is fairly short, not a lot of details, but all you need to know. A man who has remained anonymous so far. He was kicked off of Miami Beach recently because of his flotation device. And like a lot of people, maybe you cannot swim, maybe you just use it to relax in the water, but this guy had a flotation device. The problem was simply this. It's a public beach. There were lots of families, and it was mostly the kids that couldn't quite figure out what was going on. So one of the parents glances over, and they realize, well, his flotation device goes by the name of Belinda, and Belinda is an inflatable sex doll. And for you gentlemen, I have a picture of the...
I
saw that.
Belinda.
So this guy, he's floating around. He's got a pair of swimming trunks on. He's floating in the water, but he is, it looks like missionary sex, essentially. Belinda's on her back looking up. He's laying on top of her.
What's wrong with that?
Floating through the beach. So here's the thing. He got kicked off of the beach, and then as irony would have it, after he was booted, I guess the doll got left behind, and then people are complaining that the wind picked up Belinda and was blowing Belinda all up and down Miami Beach. I do not believe.
But you got to keep in mind, this is like the old school, terrible, inflatable sex doll.
Yeah. Listen, she's part of the swimming Belindas.
There's nothing sexy about those dolls.
It's not at all, man. But still, the picture alone, if you get the chance. But they don't give the guy's name. I really wish they did. But
so they say Belinda was blown down the beach when he left.
Yes, Belinda was blowing. They say Belinda's owner was politely asked to leave the beach to prevent any further upset.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Honest to God, how much does an inflatable joke doll
like
that
cheap ones?
Because it's not really, it's more of a gag gift. Right?
$20 maybe?
Is it that much?
We had one once on like a guy's trip.
Yeah.
Right.
And it could have been that much. Compared to a regular flotation device that you would go and buy that you would use?
It might be cheaper.
That's what I'm saying.
And obviously it works. I mean, she's floating and he's laying directly on top of her.
They look like they're having a great time.
You know, again, this is like taking Uber instead of the ambulance to save money. If it's cheaper, I don't know, put a bikini on her and tell the kids it's just some fun thing. Why is her mouth open like that? Don't ask somebody.
She's surprised.
She's shocked, son.
Dude, when I was living farther downtown, one day, it's like 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going out of my place to go get something. And this dude walks by, and he's got on like a button-up shirt that's open, a sports coat, and he's got a half-open 18-pack and a blow-up doll.
Okay.
Under his arm. And I just walk by, I go, I don't know what you did, but I know it was awesome. We high-fived.
Yeah, cool.
Like, I don't know where you're coming from or what the hell you got into, but I want to party with you.
Wonder if you could fill one of those up with helium.
Oh, let it go? I'm sure you could. How much did they weigh,
right? Just saying. I don't know. Might be
you
fun.
You can't get away from frozen.
But I like your idea. I want to fill one up with helium.
Exactly.
Let's see where it goes. See where it goes.
Look, Belinda.
Right. Just let her float through the city.
They should all be named Belinda.
I bet they are.
I believe this particular Belinda, right, they're all Belinda. He did not name her Belinda. She is the specific Belinda model of the cheap inflatable section.
I'm with Miles now.
What?
He's right. Let's fill a Belinda up with helium and
send her.
Let her
go.
Set her
off.
Right.
Why not?
Free Belinda.
Yeah. That's for you, crane guy.
Right. Oh, he'd be the happiest dude. Like, all right.
Long
float
day.
Up by your window. And
we'll send up a Belinda.
She's coming. All right. Let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the... throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Thrill Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. By the way, some people are playing this game prematurely with regard to our shot of the day, where one person commented simply, white. You are correct, by the way. Yes. Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Samantha, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. Your stories today. One regards ethnicity slash race. And again, Miles, it's the story out of lovely Detroit. And we also have two stories, but in each of these stories, you'll be guessing the substance that is involved. So we can go race or ethnicity, or we can go substance.
Let's go substance.
Oh, she wants to go substance. All right, tell you what. I'll go with this story here. You go. We go to St. Petersburg, Florida, because Florida provides all these wonderful stories, where sheriff's deputies were responding to a disturbance, and they got to a home, and they spoke to a man that said he'd been in an argument with his fiance, 41-year-old Jane Faulkner. Now, during the confrontation, the man told cops that Faulkner repeatedly hit him and then smeared something in his face. Faulkner, who was drunk, quote, spontaneously admitted to deputies that she did what she was accused of. But she was unwilling to provide any more details about the argument. Now, she was arrested on a domestic battery charge after deputies judged her to be the primary aggressor during the confrontation. She was released from county jail late Saturday after posting a $2,000 bond. Now, a judge ordered her to have no contact with the victim, which is her boyfriend. She'll also be outfitted with an ankle monitor that detects any alcohol usage. Now, according to court records, her rap sheet includes convictions for grand theft, disorderly intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, careless driving, battery, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, resisting an officer with violence, theft, and narcotics possession. At any rate, my question for you is, what is the substance that she smeared in her boyfriend's face during the argument? Was it dog feces, breast milk, mashed potatoes, or cat food? So again, we have dog poop, breast milk, mashed potatoes, or cat food. One of these things, in her drunken rage at her boyfriend, she smeared one of these in his face.
Well, I think I remember hearing this story. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, I'm pretty sure it's dog poop.
I do remember that too, but I was thinking to myself, is that a different story? Because was that the story where the guy asked the woman after 9 years for a divorce? And I want to say...
No, he was tased.
Oh, he was tased.
Right. They'd been married for 9 years. He was like 72. His wife was 64 or something. As for divorce, her immediate response was to tase him.
She tased him multiple times.
Which leads me to wonder, why did he want a divorce?
Well, okay. So, they were arguing.
I don't know what about, but she was drunk.
Okay, she was drunk.
And the cops figured out real quick, like, she's definitely the aggressor in this situation.
Okay, but I'm not trying to steer you wrong here, Samantha, because I don't know all the semantics. But I'm guessing if they are arguing, that they're doing it in private, in their apartment or in their home.
Yeah, they responded to a home.
So if they respond to a home, I'm going to say that this argument happened inside. I would think that if anything, when you walk your dog and you come home and you got that that bag of dog poop, that you don't bring that in the house with you.
I, for one, do not have
another waste disposal either outside someplace or you throw it
over my face in the neighbor's yard.
Whatever you do, you just don't have access. Like, okay, we're having an argument. We're in the kitchen. Where am I going to get this dog poop?
That's a fair question.
So it's not that I don't think that that's feasible, possible. I'm just going on what I'm thinking.
You're indoors.
Here.
Why is the dog poop available?
Why is the dog poop? And how did you get it out of the bag? Or
she doesn't strike me as someone who necessarily would
pick up after a dog. Then you would have to open up the bag that you tied up. I'm just trying to think about how this would go.
Sure.
And then put the poop in your hand and then smash it in someone's face. Where breast milk, that seems like that's something that could realistically be available inside the house, as well as mashed potatoes or cat food.
I mean, they could have a slider, let the dog poop on the deck, open that slider, fresh pile in his face.
Okay.
Again,
would you let your dog poop on the deck, man?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've seen houses that have dog poop on the deck.
And based on her rap sheet, I get the feeling.
You've seen houses with dog poop on the deck?
Yeah, but he didn't use his backyard much, so he really didn't care.
Okay.
Damn.
Fair enough. You know what? I take that back. There was poop in the yard. I don't know that it was on the deck.
All right.
Okay, that's just much different.
On the deck?
Yeah. But it also dogs have accidents.
I know, but it's also weird when you're walking your dog and they poop like on concrete. You're like, dude, what are you doing? So like, I can't imagine that to go on the deck.
The one that made me the angriest man. There was a night, not this dog, my dog before this dog. We're walking at night, and she turns around. She does her business, and I realize as I'm bending over to pick up her poop, my dog has pooped on top of another dog's poop. Like direct, and I'm like,
double poop?
Are you kidding me? Because you can't just like grab one pile of poops, so and I got to grab two piles of poop.
What are the choices again?
They are dog feces, breast milk, mashed potatoes, or cat food. I don't think anyone is going to want to waste the mashed potatoes.
And she got charged with what?
She got charged with domestic battery.
Honestly, I think it's going to be mashed potatoes. I don't know why. It just seems odd. Like cat food is usually in a little can. That'd be hard to get out. Mashed potatoes.
It's in a bowl sometimes on the counter.
Right, if she's breastfeeding.
But to smear it, you know it can't be dry food. And chances are you wouldn't have
wet cat food.
Yeah,
this is wet food that you have on the counter.
If she's
on the floor.
Breastfeeding, it would seem odd that she's that drunk. So I'm saying mashed potatoes. She's munching them up. He's like, don't keep them lumpy.
Samantha, I'm going to change my answer a little bit here. I'm going to eliminate breast milk because I know what a pain in the ass it is to pump or try to get that stuff out. I don't think it would be wasted. What are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Are we confused you enough?
Well, I was really sure about the dog poop because, they're on drugs, so they probably aren't very clean people. Mm-hmm. And I've cleaned houses before that people let their dogs poop everywhere.
Okay. You want to trust your gut here?
Mashed potatoes sounds likely too, though. You know, I'm going to switch it up. Let's do mashed potatoes.
You're going to go mashed potatoes.
There we go.
Ted, Samantha, both going mashed potatoes.
Yeah, final answer.
I'm going to go dog feces myself. Final answer. All right, Samantha. We're going to find out if she spread dog feces, breast milk, mashed potatoes, or cat food in his face next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We had a Florida on profile. This Florida man was arguing with his fiance. He told cops they were getting into it a little bit. She got a little bit physical, and then she smashed something into his face.
Smeared it, Miles.
Smeared it. So now she got charged with domestic battery or whatever, and she cannot have any contact with the victim, who happens to be her fiance.
And Samantha, we asked you, did you believe that the thing that she smeared in his face was dog feces, breast milk, mashed potatoes, or cat food? Now, some people commented on this. One person says, mashed potatoes, that sounds like foreplay. I'm guessing cat food. Someone else says, I'm going KFC mashed potatoes. Someone else says, dog poop, entirely feces-able. And then someone else says, as far as dog poop in the house, someone says, well, what if the argument caused the dog to poop in the house, right?
Oh.
Because he got nervous.
He got nervous.
But either way, Samantha, we asked you which one, and you began with dog poop, but after listening to Miles and Ted, you slid over to the world of mashed potatoes.
Slid over, huh?
Yeah, slid over with mashed potatoes. But Miles, you stuck with dog poop.
I did.
Well, Samantha.
Oh,
I'm sorry. And Samantha, here's the worst part. It was, in fact, dog poop that she smeared.
Your instincts were correct.
Sorry, Samantha.
See? That's what happens.
I'd rather have the mask.
She's still there. She's gone.
No, I just hung up on her.
She's mad.
She was.
Ooh.
She wanted to talk to you. You started wrong, Ted. She had the right answer.
Listen, we talked about it all day. Sometimes you have to apologize. Samantha, I am sorry.
Now, for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right.
All right. Your choices today are the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
David Spade.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers. They help these guys write their monologues each and every night. So you have to determine which of these jokes are a monologue joke from one of your favorite late night hosts or a D. Ted Smith original.
Maybe you guys saw this, but over in South Africa, a baboon was photographed picking up a lion cub and grooming it. Sadly, now the baboon is being sued by Disney for copyright infringement.
You know, have you seen the picture of it?
I have not.
It straight up looks like that scene from The Lion King.
All right.
But I'm going to guess D. Ted Smith.
Me too.
Jimmy Fallon.
The CEO of LinkedIn announced that he is stepping down.
Unfortunately, when he sent out. What the hell was that? I don't know.
That sounds like old Jimmy Fallon. Oh, trust me, I have it on good authority that Jimmy Fallon said that joke.
Okay. All right.
Burger King is running a promotion at a few locations on Valentine's Day where they'll give you a free Whopper if you bring in a picture of your ex and put it into their breakup box. And if you still have a picture of your ex, you deserve a free burger.
Yeah, they tell me.
Who keeps pictures of their exes around?
I don't know, man.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I just went into, the other part of the monologue.
But
seriously, who is doing this, all right?
You people are crazy. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, right? I mean, the book of faces. So just untag yourself. Sophia Richie has revealed that she is leaving Keeping Up with the Kardashians to pursue acting, which reminds me of when Meryl Streep left Road Rules. Everyone said, you shouldn't. And then, 13 Oscars later...
Seth Meyers. David Spade.
Sophia Richie has revealed that she's leaving Keeping Up with the Kardashians to pursue acting. And that reminds me of when Meryl Streep left Road Rules. Remember? And then everyone said you shouldn't, and then 13 Oscars later.
In a new survey, 93% of married people say they are satisfied with their personal lives. Then added...
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Momentum here. Let me try it again.
Oh, no. I thought that was the joke. My bad. Sorry.
In a new survey, 93% of married people said they are satisfied with their personal lives. Then added, ask me again when my husband's not here.
Seth Meyers. David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
In a new survey, 93% of married people say they are satisfied with their personal life. Then added, now ask me again when my husband's not here.
The CEO of LinkedIn has announced he's stepping down. Unfortunately, when he sent out the press release, no one read it because it came from LinkedIn.
Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel.
Fallon it is.
The CEO of LinkedIn announced that he is stepping down. Unfortunately, when he sent out the press release, no one read it because it came from LinkedIn.
A golden retriever set a world record for the number of tennis balls in his mouth with 6.
Not impressed, said Stormy Daniels.
Ted Smith.
Damn it, that is. I'm trying to give a David Spade thing there.
Yeah, you almost had it there.
All right. A couple in Singapore live streaming their wedding because guests were afraid to attend over the coronavirus. The single bridesmaids still showed up to the wedding, of course, and they were like, we're willing to catch anything. Let's go.
That should be a big Ted Smith, but we'll go Spade. Yeah.
It's David Spade.
A couple in Singapore live streamed their wedding because guests were afraid to attend over the coronavirus. The single bridesmaids still came to the wedding, of course. They were like, we're willing to catch anything. All right, just fall, man. Let's go.
Like, the Burger King thing is cool, that they're giving you a free Whopper, you're bringing a picture, sure. picture of your ex. But Hooters will give you 10 free wings.
Really?
You buy 10,
yeah.
You shred a picture, you get 10.
You get the boneless ones, though.
I mean, how many people are just going to show up with a picture of, their current girlfriend? Because, like you said, most people don't have pictures of their exes. So if I have a current picture, this is probably the person I'm with. But yeah. To get those wings, like, yeah, I just tried to do it. It's cool.
Yeah, if you have a picture of your ex, I imagine it also has candles underneath it, and you're just weird.
Damn, yeah.
Harsh.
Harsh is
harsh
right.
Harsh in these streets, all right? All right. You guys are familiar with Funko Pops, right?
No.
The little dolls from Funko just up the street. The ones that are all over Steve Migg's desk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like bobbleheads.
I didn't know what they were called.
They're called Funko Pops.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they're called Funko Pops either. Funko, your pop.
Gotta pop your Funko.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
But there's tons of them. They have all kinds of characters, from Mickey Mouse to the Killer Clowns from Outer Space. But this past December, Funko announced their plans for Baby Yoda from Disney's The Mandalorian. Technically, it's called The Child because it's not really Yoda and it doesn't have a name on the show yet.
It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to call it Baby Yoda forever.
Yeah, anyhow.
I'm all grown up now.
This thing's on pre-order. It's already the best-selling one they've ever had.
What is it with this Baby Yoda thing, man?
I will say, in Baby Yoda's defense, I haven't watched any Star Wars, any of The Mandalorian. But I like the Baby Yoda.
You dig Baby Yoda.
Look, yeah. You kind of like you to watch the original Star Wars?
Negative.
Okay.
I mean, look, I watched The Mandalorian. I enjoyed the show. Baby Yoda, and believe it or not, this is one of the few times. So, I'm a cynic. Anytime you introduce, like, a little kid or something to any show, typically, Right. It just takes a nosedive. Now, luckily, this is not a human child, and this little green son of a bitch does not speak, so none of that annoying stuff. And it turns out, oddly, he's kind of a weird badass.
All right.
Like in some kind of creepy Yoda way.
But isn't Yoda in general kind of a weird badass?
Yeah, definitely weird. And you meet a little green guy who's 2 feet tall that can kick your ass, you're like, this is strange.
I met him one night. I had way too much tequila. God, he whooped me.
Drunk you are.
I think his name was Bob.
Yeah.
I am Yoda. My friends call me Bob.
It's kind of like meeting Kid Rock. Why do they call you Bob? Because that's my name.
Yep. It's right there in the name. Let's see. Earlier this week, Matthew Perry, who also joined Instagram, he was tweeting that big news is coming. Basically, a new report says the Friends reunion special on HBO Max is happening. The six main cast members are all taking part. But here's the deal, man. Rumor has it they're getting between $3 million and $4 million each.
And they did pretty well.
They were making $1 million an episode back in the day.
Not only that, but the syndication they did well in. Mm-hmm. It's been done twice or two or three times.
If that sounds like a lot for one special for Netflix, it's about $20 million if they're all there. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
don't make the money.
But $20 million a piece for comedians like Chappelle, Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, and Amy Schumer. So right.
I don't think anyone has done as well with a franchise as far as making money than they have. There's nothing even close.
I bet Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David would beg to.
But that doesn't spread. So
No. I agree. Here's the deal, though. The Friends people, those are all the actors.
Correct.
Like, look, I think Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David should have long time ago cut in the other actors. Thus, right. We never saw any reunions.
Right. Yep.
And they weren't.
That's why there's Curb Your Enthusiasm, though.
Right. But then finally they were like, that's why also it was never on DVD for years. You could only watch it in reruns.
Yeah.
Because then they had to cut in the other people. Mm-hmm. And look, I love Seinfeld. I love Larry David. But that is...
It's a D move.
Yeah, 100%.
Because no offense, Seinfeld was probably the least popular character on his own show. Unpopular, but everyone liked everyone else better.
That's why I say Friends, man. And this is the second syndication deal they've gotten, or the third syndication deal. And now they're having another one. Like, yeah. I don't think there's any other show where people have just... They don't have to do anything, obviously. With even one contract, you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life. But this show, I mean, they could do anything the hell they want forever.
Sure.
You know?
I still find it amazing, though, and I bring this up all the time, that whenever people talk about people that are overpaid, they mm-hmm. always go to athletes.
Oh, every time.
And when you, especially football players, and when you look at the numbers between actors and, like, even the top-level football players outside of quarterbacks, like, mm-hmm. they're not even close to amount of money.
Right. And I mean, and the thing about being an actor, you know, some people, like the Robert Downey Jr.'s of the world, Matt Damon's, they can get $20 million a film.
And how long does it take to make a film? Like 6 months?
It depends what your film. Anywhere from 6 months to a year, maybe. Say 9 months on average. But it's $20 million, and then hopefully you can, you know, reap your return on it. But still, man. But everybody likes something on TV or in the cinema, and that's why people don't complain about it. They complain about athletes because if you don't like football, they're overpaid. If you don't like baseball, they're overpaid. Everybody likes a movie or a TV show, so no one complains about it.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is people always go, there's playing a game, which I do agree with on some level. Sometimes, like, I'm fine with athletes speaking out, but also some people get real fired up on athletes talking about anything, and I go, well, I don't know why you're so upset. The man throws a ball for a living, right? Or the man catches a ball for a living. But also with actors, too, and stuff, it's like, they make fun of, like, athletes who are like, oh, they just play a game. It's like, well, that dude acts like somebody else.
You want to bitch about
they're doing make-believe.
You want to bitch about something?
At least in athletics, the guy has that, like, the man or woman has this athletic skill.
Right.
Look at the packages that failed CEOs get on the way out. You really want to be upset about something.
Right.
You tanked the entire company.
We're letting you go because you effed up.
You've been there a long time.
$50 million gold.
Look what happened here in town with the last guy. Look at all the money he got for absolutely tanking that airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have told you how dangerous it was. We have to let you go. Right. Here's a couple million.
Yeah, here's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. That's what you should be upset about. At least the guy who throws the ball is entertaining.
Well, it's the whole thing. Look, if it didn't matter, then people wouldn't
watch it. You could have killed me.
And listen, when Kansas City won the Super Bowl, they threw a parade. So you can see the impact of that. You're right. It's a game. That's all a game. But it actually galvanizes a city, and these people show up at a parade 100%. Because... these young men that just play a game, it's like, yeah, but it matters to people. That's all. Yeah. I don't like every sport, but look, if it brings a city together and people are happy that they're well, the good on them, man.
I talk about it all the time. It's like NFL football, right? I have plenty of issues with NFL football, college football.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people in the States who go, well, I don't watch NFL. But there's no denying that the NFL is the top dog, and it's a social event. You know, I mean, you have those Sundays through the fall and in December and stuff. Like, that's what people are doing. They're getting together. They're having some food and drink. You know, I think, and it's a lot of that. Whether it's a soccer match in Europe or South America,
if you bring 60,000 like-minded people together to have a good time, whatever it is you're doing, I got no complaints.
No, but some people don't.
It can be music. It can be football. It doesn't matter. I mean, look, if Taylor Swift plays and sells out a stadium, music sucks. My daughter likes her. My daughter seemed happy to go. It's what 80,000 freaking people showed up. Like, good for them.
Yeah,
unless you're in college.
Right. All right, let's see. Here's some interesting facts about the Oscars coming up.
Oscar.
If Sam Mendes, not Shawn Mendes, it's a big distinction there, wins Best Director for 1917, it'll be the biggest age gap between two directing wins in Oscar history.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, he first won in 2000 for American Beauty.
Oh, it's the same guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Billy Wilder is the current record with 15-year gap. Basically, he won one in 45, and then he won one in 1960.
No, a lot like
sports.
Whereas
this will be 20 years.
It's a big deal when it comes around, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. What were the other cool ones in here? Toy Story 4 mm-hmm. could become the second sequel to win the Oscar for Best Animated Movie.
For Best Animated?
Yeah.
So
the only other sequel to do it?
Let me guess, Toy Story 2.
Wrong.
Shrek 2?
You're close, Thurl.
All right, hang on. So I'm assuming it's a Pixar movie.
You're very close.
Not Toy Story 3.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, your tone told me, like, you're very close.
Right. I was like, warm, red hot.
I will say this. Having seen all of the Toy Story movies, the second one was pretty lousy, but the third one was decent.
Do you guys know the only other franchise in movie history to win Best Picture twice?
Godfather.
Correct, Miles.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Yeah, The Godfather 1 in 72, Godfather Part 2 in 74. Also, Godfather 2 is one of the few sequels. Like, for
that
me...
won an Oscar.
Well, that, I'm saying, that you can argue is better than the original.
Yeah, that...
The Godfather's great. Right. Godfather just, 2 is awesome.
The Godfather sets everything up. The Godfather 2 moves along a little bit. It's a better
movie. Well, it explains
stuff. Yeah, it's a better movie.
Well, like, Don Corleone's already done.
I would say Empire Strikes Back better than Star Wars.
I might even say that Rocky 2, Rocky 3, and better than Rocky 1. If you watch Rocky 1.
Well, no, it depends on what you're looking for.
Right. It's a cinematic masterpiece as far as the way it's written, but if you watch it, it is an hour and 50 minutes, and honestly.
Of a dumb man pining after another one.
And you get all that. And then, at about an hour and 30 minutes in, he starts trekking. Bom, bom, bada, bom, bada, bom, bada. Right. And up until that point, it's just been him.
It's a love story.
You know, beating on meat and, you know what I mean, doing that.
He's punching meat in a meat locker.
Right.
Exactly. I just wonder when you say beating on meat. Like, that's not entirely what the movie is.
Well, he is beating on meat in there.
Can you guys guess the average age of the Best Supporting Actor nominees this year?
Average age?
Mm-hmm.
55.
I feel like 62.
71.
Higher? Wow. Brad Pitt is old.
Brad Pitt's the youngest at 56. And then there's Tom Hanks at 63, Joe Pesci, 76, Al Pacino, 79, Anthony Hopkins, 82.
Jeez.
Ooh, how about being woke?
And Pacino and Pesci, are they? Is this all for the Irishman?
70-year-old man.
Probably, yeah.
That is some woke stuff.
It's still amazing to
this
me.
This is nothing like the Grammys.
It looks like the Senate.
And I think the Grammys had one white person there. This is the opposite.
I'm not watching the Grammys like, well, no one's going
to. This is all white.
You have the Grammys, we have the movie.
You take that music stuff, we'll take these old boring movies.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, it's not really helping here either.
No, it's
what
not.
What else you got?
Well, because like Miles kind of right, the best supporting actress nominees are Kathy Bates, Laura Dunn, Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, and Margot Robbie.
Woke!
Anyhow, I'll look for coverage of my annual Oscar party.
Oh, that's right. You're big Oscar
party. Entertainment. Yeah.
Thank you so
Mike,
much, Tim.
Remember, bring your tux.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman goes to dinner with her husband, shows everyone her boobs, and then they both go to jail. Meanwhile, a Florida man learns after being arrested for the 66th time that it's hard to make bail. Nebraska man calls cops after bounce check with prostitute goes wrong. Woman says men love her perfume, which smells a lot like her thong. And a liquor pours from the faucets of an apartment building in India. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Oh, Miles, you are a poet. Our top story, a sexologist has come forward with her method of how she makes men flock to her. It all boils down to the new perfume that she now uses on a daily basis.
Smell it.
But the reason that this is making headlines is because the perfume is made from her private fluids.
Gooch. Foreign whip. Gooch.
From Calvin Klein.
Irresistible. Romantic. Gooch. Draw the curtains for a romantic evening.
Oh,
Gooch is in the air. Gooch by Calvin Klein.
She's heard a few.
At Macy's. Available in Nordstrom.
She says the perfume works like a charm, but goes on to say that it's not about the perfume. She's heard of a few sexual myths, mentioning one involving the consumption of pineapple, and says that it's more of a mental thing. If you think that her new perfume makes you irresistible, you will be because you hold yourself more confidently. So she basically admits that it has nothing to do with the perfume. It's just about how it makes you feel.
That's how she feels when she puts her own private fluids.
That's right.
On her body.
Correct.
Okay.
Available at Macy's.
Moving on. Another news. We talked about this earlier today. A man has been expelled from a beach, and all because he used a flotation device. It's not uncommon for people to make their way out into the water with a floaty ring, water wings, or even the giant inflatable crocodile. But one man was kicked off because of his inflatable aid was never meant for water. The man made his way out onto the beach with an inflatable doll. Being that it was full of families, beach authority asked the man to leave, and you will never guess where that story comes from.
Yeah, Florida.
It wasn't like Eric.
Belinda.
A man in Nebraska has been arrested for a bad check. The man solicited the service of a 20-year-old young lady and gave her a personal check after the encounter. Unfortunately, the check bounced for insufficient funds at multiple banks that the woman went to. This prompted her to recruit the help of one of her more muscular friends, who threatened the man's life if he did not pay her double the amount owed. Police were called by the man, who was promptly arrested for solicitation, and the thug for extortion. Here's my thing. If your check bounced, did you pay for sex?
No.
I wonder if that's his defense.
I mean, technically, like,
I just gave her a piece of paper with writing on it.
Yeah, I did not pay her because she could not cash it.
That's right. No different than an IOU. I didn't pay for sex. I had no intention of actually making
it. But I had sex. I couldn't resist. She was wearing Gooch.
Always Gooch.
I can see Scarlett Johansson doing the ad for it, splashing in the water.
Oh, no. What if Paltrow just peeking in from behind?
It gives a whole new meaning to Gucci. Like, I don't know if I want Gucci products now. Like, is that a description? Or is that the name?
No.
You smell awfully Gucci.
Moving on to the lovely land of the internet, where someone posted a hungover photo of her friend that went viral. Her friend had sent her a hungover photo on Snapchat, but her friend noticed that she wasn't alone.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
It took me a minute.
Inside of the hood that the young lady was wearing was a big, fat spider hanging out right beside her head.
Yeah, if she had known, that picture would have looked different.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not all right.
This prompted hysteria online for people that could not imagine the situation for themselves. I'm wondering how she found out. Did the spider show itself, or did her friend really examine that photo? Like, is that a spider on there? And
dude,
then text her.
You got to look on. Yeah.
I think her friend probably texted her, like, hey, just take your hood off for a second, because there's a spider sharing the space with
I've got a pair of shoes that I keep out in the garage that I've, you know.
Bad idea.
Rake leaves with, or whatever I'm doing, right? So I don't put them on that often.
Yeah.
But the last time I went to pick them up, the size of the spider.
Oh, yeah.
That ran out of the inside of that shoe.
Oh.
Thank God that spider ran out. I'm like, oh, my God. So now I always put my hand in to check, which is a dumber idea.
Yes, it is.
Why don't you just knock it?
Right. Yeah, knock the shoe, like, man.
God, man. Yeah.
They do. Sure, they love shoes, too. I had the same problem. I had a nice pair of Georgia boots. Left them outside. Same thing. They loved.
Oh, they loved.
Humble brag there, Mike, huh? Yeah. Nice pair of boots.
They're good boots,
like,
man.
Like the crappy yard shoes.
I still have those boots. They're good boots.
I love Crocs, the smell aren't such feet. A bad idea, right?
Yeah, yeah, knocking boots. Shoes. Not as fun as knocking boots. Get out of there, spider.
Good news out of India. Regional officials were attempting to dispose of the leftover liquor from a defunct bar in the area and managed to have given it to people for free. They dumped approximately 1,600 gallons of liquor from the bar, which promptly seeped through the soil and into a well that was being used by the residents of a nearby apartment.
All right.
There were several reports from the residents that alcohol was all they could get to come out of their faucets.
All getting along.
There was so much alcohol that came through here. It was just, it's not even a minor amount. It completely tainted that water.
Free liquor Friday.
Would you take a gin bath, Mike?
You know what? I'd be down.
I mean, hell, it's going to keep you clean, right?
Right?
It's got alcohol, right?
Kills all bacteria, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Good amount of washing.
It's like a dream come true. Like, baby, I swear to God, I went to get a glass of water. I just had vodka.
My athlete's foot's gone. This is amazing.
No, that's...
Kids are a little drunk.
I wasn't at the bar. I just took a shower today.
Sorry.
That's all you smell.
I just said hydrate. Nah, drink water, they said. Hey. I drank water.
Bunch of bros at the gym just getting wasted.
I'll take a whole tandoori chicken.
You're drunk.
Some embarrassing news coming out of Scotland Yard. An officer has been suspended pending an investigation after an incident on a flight. On a British Airways flight from New York to London, someone found the officer's passport, as well as the passport of the former prime minister, and the loaded handgun of the officer.
Jeez.
Flight authorities were alerted and the weapon was taken off the flight, which surprised me a little bit. Now, granted, There's no guns allowed on these planes, but this guy is security detail for the former prime minister. I'm pretty sure he gets a gun.
I think you do.
However, if you're dumb enough to leave it in the loo before it takes off.
I feel like you got to clear it. It's like my buddy used to legit work for the NCIS.
Yeah.
And he still had to clear it through a local cop to fly with it.
Sure you do. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Enjoy yourself, man. The sun's going to come out for the first time in a month and a half, so get out there and look at it for 5 seconds.
Just do what you can. In the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.